Running a family business can come with all sorts of challenges, but one of the biggest is what to do about succession. Many boomers are contemplating retirement, so what can families do to make the succession process a little less challenging? Jennifer Bartman is the co-author with Evelyn Jacks of Diffusing the Family Business Time Bomb. She joins us now from near Winnipeg, Manitoba. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
Where near Winnipeg specifically to our Manitobans?
Just south of St. Adolph.
All right. Nice. Now, this is quite a title. Are things really going to get that dramatic for family businesses? There's like explosives on the cover of your book.
Well, you know, I think they are. And I think anybody who's been in a family business, worked in a family business, or, you know, perhaps has been with family businesses on the client side, can see the challenges and the opportunities that family businesses have in the normal course of business. Just when you get people who have personal relationships working together, you know, day and night to build their company, there's always those kinds of challenges. But what we've been seeing at present and even in the recent past is just so much change in the environment. You know, everything from everybody's getting older, you know, baby boomer business owners who've been running a company for a long period of time, we're all getting older, so succession becomes an issue that is more on the forefront. We see the advancement of technology and other factors that are just changing business so significantly in ways that we've never really seen before. And we see a lot of changes as well just within our global environment, whether they're things like trade, the economy, you know, relationships, allies, all those kinds of things that just make for very interesting times in family businesses.
Why do you frame it as a time bomb? Is the assertion here that at a certain point things are going to get so messy that they are going to create acrimony and conflict that is well outside what would be normal when you're working with family members?
Well, I think the notion of time is important in relation to the factors that I just mentioned. And like I said, if we just take the notion of time for a moment, I can think of business leaders who, you know, 10 years ago would say things like, yeah, you know, in a couple of years, I'm going to step back. I'm going to step back and, you know, think about selling my company. I'm going to bring in my children, whatever the case may be. 10 years go by and nothing's changed. Mm. So at some point in time, there's going to be sort of a breaking point, I guess, in terms of what's going to happen to that business, because that business leader can't run that company forever. So, you know, the time component relates to the founder and the business leader. It also relates to potential successors, because they're not getting any younger either, right? So if you've been even working in a family business, and it was one thing when you started when you were 25, but maybe you're approaching 40 now, and you're wondering if you're ever going to have that opportunity to run that company. So there's that time piece, but also the bomb aspect of it, you know, really relates to the changes that we see in the broader environment, and really asking questions around, has your company kept up in a way that makes it of relevance to the marketplace going forward? Or have you not invested? You know, are you not technical? Are you not the choice of customers? And is there a future for the company at all?
I am one of six children. I cannot even, thankfully, there is no family business here. But what are the top three things that are best practices in terms of thinking through succession? It should not necessarily be the favorite child or, you know, I don't know, the child with red hair, the child who learned to ride a bike first. Like, how do you think through what succession should look like?
Well, I think if we can back it up to the ideal state, let's just consider that for a moment. One is communication. And I know, you know, some of these family businesses, it might be a little late to practice the things that you could do with your children, you know, when they're 10 years old and 15 years old, and learning about what the company does and what the roles are and the skills that you need to hold those roles and all of that. But for any business leaders out there who fall in that category that are listening, communication from as early as possible with your family members about, like I said, what the company's about, what it does, you know, what the key roles are and so on, is really important in terms of setting expectations of what's required to be involved. So I think, you know, that's number one. Number two, I would say, is having conversations with, you know, again, if it's a sibling situation, niece, nephew, whoever, to really get an honest sense of what their interest in the family business is. Mm. And I think whatever decision they make in terms of, you know, yes, I want to do the things that I need to do in order to move forward and take the leadership role, or no, that's really not for me, right? Like, I think how many times do we hear situations where a child feels forced, you know, to be in the family business, or maybe they feel forced out because some other sibling was chosen? I think you need to have these honest conversations so that people can make a decision about involvement, mm. and then that decision needs to be respected. So those would be two. And for three, let's talk about the financial component, because studies indicate that some of the biggest impediments to successful succession, besides finding a successor, relate to things like valuation and the successor actually having the funds to effect a transaction. So that's, again, an honest conversation that probably involves advisors who have the right skills to be able to say, you know, here's what the value is and here's how you can structure it.
Family businesses are very different than other businesses. They're also very similar. And what I liked about some of the chapters that you focus on are some of the similarities, things that you would do in any business. For example, right. performance management. I can imagine how those discussions go when you're receiving the performance review, you know, from your mother-in-law or whatever. Tell us about bringing performance management to life inside a family business.
Well, part of it comes from what I talked about a minute ago around setting expectations around roles as soon as possible. So again, if you have the opportunity with younger children, you know, younger teenagers and so on, to really honestly convey to them what the different jobs are, what's involved, what the responsibilities are, you know, the qualifications for holding that job, so that people don't just think they can walk into a family business and be the chief financial officer when they have, you know, absolutely no education to do that job, right? So setting those expectations of the role is really important. And then I think, you know, going forward in any business, it's mapping out those roles, how they relate to one another, what are the job descriptions, what are the tasks, what are the qualifications, and it should be consistent, whether it's a family member or any other person. And then you really focus on what the business needs, right? Like, it's not about putting somebody in a job to fulfill their personal situation, but it's about what does the company need to be successful in the marketplace? Because if you can't do that, the family business doesn't really matter much, because there'll be other competitors, you know, that will come and render companies better, and there goes your market opportunity. So you need to tie it back to that larger picture. And how can we work together to do that to the benefit of the family and the company?
Really interesting stuff. Jennifer, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Jennifer Bartman is the co-author with Evelyn Jacks of Diffusing the Family Business Time Bomb. She was in Manitoba with us this morning.